Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the KRD Newsline, Jim Rowland. He is the owner of Click Heating and Air here in Colorado Springs. Jim, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be on.
And let's talk a little bit, first off, you know, kind of about who you guys are, what you do at Click Heating and Air, and really what sets you apart from other HVAC AC or HVAC companies here in the area.
Click Heating and Air is kind of a unique company. We're the only company that will actually post real, honest pricing online so the consumer can actually see it if they'd like before we even show up. A very transparent company. We like that type of honesty in the world of business today.
And how long have you been around Colorado Springs? How long have you been taking care of HVAC systems locally?
Our company's been open for 4.5 years. We hold a 5-star rating or just under it, and it's been really positive with our pricing online and with the Colorado Springs community.
Yeah, and you know, the past couple weeks we've had, you know, that brief little period of, oh, I got to turn the AC system on, but what should people be thinking about before they really get that system up and running, making sure that we're ready for the long summer months ahead?
Well, they definitely should be looking at it right now. This is the coolest spring / summer we've had in a long time, but I do anticipate that we're going to be hit pretty quick with a hot, warm late summer, we call it. Look at your air conditioning system. Make sure the filter covers or the filters are clean and there's no covers on the air conditioning units. Do fire it off and test it when it's cool. Don't wait until it's 95 degrees because we all get super busy then.
Yeah, and there's some great ways to come out, get kind of that early season checkup, that service call, that maintenance. Make sure that you are ready for that long summer, and you're really helping out our listeners here at KRDO with that.
Yes, if they do want to mention KRDO, we will give them a $59 maintenance or service. Right now, we're booking our maintenances out a little bit, so do give us a call right away at the 719-782-5425 number, and Beth can get you scheduled.
Yeah, and we know, again, a lot of those people maybe just kind of dipping their toes into AC usage for this year, and maybe they're already thinking, hey, it's just not up to task. It's not really cutting it like it has in years past. What do we need to know about any potential issues as far as getting parts or getting a new system in?
Our technicians are excellent. Whether it's Marcus Enrique or Sean or myself, we will get a good look over on the system, see if there's airflow issues, problems. Sometimes you have an older unit and it's clogged up on the AC coil with dirt and sometimes pet hair. So we can get inside and take a good diagnostics on it. If you are looking to add air conditioning to your home, we have some great specials too. There's a lot of changes in the environment, but the systems are much more efficient than they used to be. And adding air conditioning is not as expensive as people thought about operating costs, about running it during the summer months.
Yeah, and we know the federal government's kind of made some changes with that, but they're also helping a little bit with some tax credits for qualifying systems and upgrades as well.
There are. For people that want to look into the totally efficient heat pump systems with using more electricity than they do gas, we have some combinations called dual fuel that you can still use a super high efficiency gas furnace with an excellent efficiency heat pump, combine the systems, and that's where the government is going to be offering the tax credits up to $2,000 on the system. So it's a really nice opportunity to get high efficiency, set yourself up for a long time, and get some back some tax credits. Plus, Colorado Springs Utilities and Black Hills Energy also will give back some credits on gas furnaces.
And when it comes to, you know, choosing those systems, what are the biggest misconceptions that you still hear from people that may not be aware of everything that's available?
A lot of people think bigger is better on a furnace or an air conditioner, and that just jacks up the cost and makes your house more uncomfortable. So we like to get out and do a good sizing on the home actually follow the science or do some engineering on it to see if we need to go with the old system. For instance, my home was built in 92 and I downsized it from 135,000 down to 110,000 BTU furnace, and it works great. We've gone through some negative 10 degree temperatures and it held fine. So the old school is not always the best way to do it on sizing, and click heating and air will definitely look at it well for you.
Yeah, and let's go back to the AC side as well. We know we had that hail as of late. Is there any issues that we should be looking at with that outdoor condenser, all those kind of, you know, outside of the home elements to make sure that the hail didn't really create any lasting damage?
Well, a lot of the systems have what we call hail protection. All the systems that we install are shrouded in a good metal container systems, but some of the older ones are exposed to the coils. If you see that they're bent and damaged over heavily, it can really affect the operation of the system if it's severely damaged. Insurance claims can be tricky sometimes to get them through, and we've worked with different insurance companies, but that would be diagnosed under a good service call or maintenance. We can definitely see how the system is running.
Yeah, and I know one thing, too, you'd mentioned earlier, but I don't think we can honestly mention enough, is getting those filters replaced. And what is that kind of good rule of thumb as far as making sure that you are getting those filters properly taken care of? Because, again, it's such a simple thing, but a lot of people don't realize that you need to be doing it.
In the past, especially in the 90s and before, Colorado Springs contractors put in very small air filters. So if you have a 16 by 20 or a 16 by 25, it's a small filter. Make sure it's changed once a month. The bigger the filter, the more spread out areas, the large pleated ones, they can go 6 months. But that is very rare. They're custom style filter. I have one in my home that is about 7.5 inches deep, and it will actually go up to a full year. So, but if you have inexpensive one, do it monthly.
And I know a lot of people, and I'll be honest, myself included, have one of those smart thermostats that has those reminders. Are those reminders pretty spot on, or is it probably better just to, you know, first of the month, make sure, you know, you get your bills taken care of and knock out that furnace filter at the same time?
You could look at both. Your smart thermostat, if it's a new Ecobee or a Nest, it would actually do it by run time, so the 30-day notification is good. But if you do not have that, then just go to the calendar dates. Now, keep in mind, if you're not running your system at all during the spring or the fall time periods, you can extend that to 2 months to three. It's a little bit of logic put in, but as a good reminder, just pop in a new one.
Yeah, again, it's one of those simple, you know, ineffective maintenance things that can definitely save you a lot of headaches down the road. Again, I'm talking with Jim Roland. He is the owner of Click Heating and Air Conditioning here in Colorado Springs. And you mentioned earlier, let's hit this again, because you guys are doing some fantastic work, really helping out our KRDO listeners make sure that their system is ready to go for what they're at least telling us should happen to be a summer coming up if we ever get out of this rainy season.
Yeah, we are expecting it. Actually, July and August are our two heaviest months on the calendar year, so it's getting humid and we're starting to pick up some heat. I know my air conditioning's been running a little bit, but I have one of those two stories homes and it gets very warm upstairs. So, and if customers are looking to add on air conditioning, again, we have some great specials for that. Swap out your furnace, get a complete system, and you can save up to 10% on an entire system.
Yeah, it's a fantastic deal. And again, you mentioned your guys are trained and you're going to go out there, give our listeners, give your clients the real information up front, not just try to bait and hook them into something else and sell them, you know, a size system that's way too big for the unit. You're going to get out there and they're actually going to take care of people, not just try to take care of your pocketbook.
Oh, we appreciate that. Yes. Much of our business is referral business and returning customers. We get great 4.9 to 5-star ratings across the board, and we're just feel very blessed for having a great customer base that helps us grow each year.
Again, Click Heating and Air, trusted by Ken Moon here on KRDO. So that should say enough as it is. But if you mention KRDO, get a service call maintenance, $59. You can also save up to $2,000 on a complete system from Click Heating and Air, up to $2,000 in tax credits as well. There's utility rebates. Get all that information. Just head on over to clickheatingandair.com or give them a call, 719-782-5425. Jim, thank you so much for your time joining us here on KRDO News Radio and for everything you do, not only for our listeners, but throughout the community.
Thank you, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.